Those who can't do, teach. After waiting behind the curtain during the interminable introduction, the speaker slowly walked to the front of the stage, where he was greeted with tepid applause. He was wearing his typical uniform of navy blue polo shirt, baggy rumpled khakis, and Converse Jack Taylor All-Star sneakers, without laces. The single punctuation for his outfit was his owlish glasses, this time lighting up his face with a bright fuchsia neon color. The speaker stared quietly at the crowd of 2,000 for a few seconds. He cleared his throat, opened his mouth, and said softly but firmly, "Those who can't do, teach." The audience was shocked. Some shifted uncomfortably in their seats and grumbled their disapproval. Some considered storming out in a huff, but quickly thought better of it. Instead, they glanced around the room, looking at each other for confirmation of what they had just heard, while they waited for him to continue. The speaker was addressing a national convention of teachers. Over the next 45 minutes or so, the speaker told the audience why he believed teaching to be the most important job in the world. He explained that practitioners do what they're good at because they've trained to do it their entire lives. Attorneys litigate, surgeons operate, accountants keep books, and mechanics repair cars. That's what they're trained to do. And while they do their jobs, they can help one or two people at a time. But, he continued, only the finest practitioners are actually qualified to teach. And when they do, they help more than just the people in their classrooms. They actually improve the lives of all the people their students will go on to help throughout their careers. By paying it forward, teachers magnify their knowledge hundreds and possibly thousands of times over. Teaching, the speaker went on to explain, is not just a job, not just a career, but one of the most important undertakings to which a person can devote his or her life. Teaching, he concluded, is the most sacred and meaningful way to make one's life matter long after one is gone. Teaching is not just a vocation, he concluded, it's a legacy. Done making his point, the speaker paused for a moment before he walked to the very front of the stage, where he began his talk 45 minutes before. He stared wordlessly at the crowd again, took a deep breath, and repeated, "Those who can't do, teach." They were the same five words he had opened his presentation with, the same five words that had shocked and angered his audience. But this time, the crowd heard the speaker's words in a whole new way. And instead of staring noiselessly back at the speaker, the audience members leapt to their feet in a raucous standing ovation that seemed to go on forever. With all due respect, we've all heard the insults. Chances are we've probably repeated them at some time or another, too. Maybe we said, "Those who can't do, teach," when discussing someone's qualifications for his or her job. Perhaps we were at a Christmas party and asked an attorney if she'd evicted all her widows and orphans before New Year's Eve. Maybe we muttered something about a policeman eating donuts or a fireman sitting on his keister in the firehouse all day long. Regardless of the insult, how the hearer heard it made it more poignant than what we actually meant, which is why the speaker at the national convention was able to turn around an entire room of teachers simply by redefining a sentence they had heard all their lives, and which they had previously interpreted as a biting insult. By turning that insult on its head, the speaker managed not only to neuter and defang it, but to transform it into a source of inspiration. By removing the hurt and replacing it with pride, he almost instantly changed how the teachers gathered in that room felt about him, yes, but more importantly, how they felt about themselves and their chosen career. The speaker took an insult that had belittled teachers for years and turned it into a point of pride. He didn't just compliment the audience members or make them feel good about themselves. He turned a liability into an asset. And by turning a weakness into a strength, he also transformed his listeners, giving them a greater feeling of power and confidence. The speaker understood that making people feel good about themselves is a quick way to make them feel good about what you have to say. That's what All About Them is all about.